Good morning. The time is almost 9:07. Nice start here weather-wise in north central Wisconsin. I'm Chad Holmes. Currently fair skies, temperature of 43 degrees. And thanks again to the guys from North Star Restoration, Jay Cricks and John Garcia. Really, I think interesting stuff. I'm learning something new every week. Hopefully, you're learning something new every week. Again, if you have any questions that you would like to have answered, you can reach out to either North Star Restoration on their Facebook page, reach out to me on my social media or my email, and we'd love to answer those questions as well. I shouldn't say we would like to answer those questions. I think the true experts would like to answer those questions. With North Star Restoration, North Star Builds on North Star Knows every Thursday morning starting at 8:34 right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30 online at bowfallsradio.com. And again, also, if you miss any of the programs, if you want to go back and hear some of the other topics and discussions we've had on Thursday mornings with Jay and John, you can go to our podcast page. Go to bowfallsradio.com, click on shows, then click on the Chad Holmes Show. Go back every Thursday at 8:34 in the first hour of the program. Listen to what we've been talking about, because there's been a lot of interesting discussions that we've had over the past couple of months. And we're going to continue to do that every Thursday morning with the guys here on Bow Falls Radio. Again, just a great start here weather-wise. And enjoy today, because after today, we're going to see about 4 days of just really wet weather. Old-fashioned spring showers, spring drencher. Later in the afternoon, early evening is when the rain will start. But then Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday, showers likely, almost certain, each of those time periods. And again, we will keep you up to speed during the course of the day, during the course of the weekend, and really have a great crew of meteorologists with Civic Media. But today, it's going to be a great day to be out and about. Take advantage of it, and then get those umbrellas ready for the weekend. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to my in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Did you have any weekend plans lined up?
Nothing really.
You're like me. I go day to day.
The last weekend was very busy with the murder, a mystery, a birthday, a party. So this weekend, I'm probably just going to take it easy. Just probably catch up on some reading.
Well, you
watch some of my favorite TV shows I missed the last couple of weeks. Just simple stuff.
You 30-year-olds have to start taking it easy. You're getting up there. You're getting ancient here. You're going to have to slow things down. Get the walker out. You know, that's... But
exactly.
But good to have you on board again.
Happy to be here.
A story that I wanted to touch on yesterday, and I missed it. I during everything we were talking about yesterday. On Tuesday night, the Wausau City Council voted 7-3. In favor of having the Wausau Police Department have parts of its largest parking lot fenced off from the public. The council voted in favor of ornamental-style fencing placed around the edges of the parking lot on the north side of the building where the department keeps its squad cars. According to packet materials provided to the council, employees within the police department overwhelmingly were in favor of placing fences around the parking lot for safety reasons. According to a story that I came across on WAOW.com, the chief of police told WSAU Radio, fenced-off parking lots are becoming an industry standard, and told the council earlier safety is among the highest priorities for all employees. I'm glad he ran to WSAU Radio right away. That's a whole different discussion. But this is going to, right now, the cost is expected to be around $210,000. Construction expected to start in July. And I came across this story on Facebook, and there were some comments. And I have to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Nancy Stencil, because I saw in the comments, Nancy, I thought, made a very good point. And I'll quote Nancy Stencil here on the WAOW Facebook page. And I thought she hit it really perfectly. "While I know and respect many of our officers, they do a wonderful job. I also worked in the community for many years alone, helping those with mental illness and medication compliance. When I was out there, I did not have mace, a baton, a taser, or a firearm. This fencing is a lot of money that could be used to help the less fortunate in our community." And I saw that, and I thought, absolutely, go Nancy, because I thought she, again, this is not about lack of appreciation for the police. This is about, again, if the police need to be barricaded in like this for $210,000, what about everybody else? I mean, they are in a position much more than, say, Nancy in her example of walking down the streets, where this money could be used in different ways. And again, I just find it, in addition to the recent addition of officers to basically, and again, I don't know if round up homeless people is the right way to put it, but in a lot of ways, that's what it sounds like. So again, I found this to be very interesting that now they are looking to having, and then one of these responses to Nancy is like, you know, what the heck? A guy named Scott Timp said, "It's a different world we live in now. Fencing is absolutely necessary, maybe barbed wire." I mean, come on. The police department does not need their parking lot barbed wire.
For people who are paranoid.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand that they want to put a fence around there to prevent people from, you know, stealing their police cars, I'm guessing, because that's actually a credible threat, you know. But just, yeah, it may be a different world today, but it's still the same world. It's just people's personalities have changed. You know, people's mindsets have changed. And the way we think about things has changed.
Well, I think we're going to be entering a very interesting time frame here. And I think you're right. I think in some ways it is a lot about mindset and what is going to happen here now that as we move forward. What is going to happen with these new officers dealing with homeless populations here in our community? I mean, this could go in a lot of different ways. It could lead to,
absolutely.
It could lead, who knows, it could work perfectly, and the idea that what they're trying to accomplish will be put in and it will be very smooth. But then again, it could be, again, where are you going to haul folks off, going to drag them off into paddy wagons, throw them into buses and send them somewhere else? I mean, again, it's not just Wausau. It's throughout the country that we are seeing some of these issues. And I had a conversation yesterday with Tom Killian. And he mentioned the discussion that he had with Chief Barnes when the idea of the new officers came up in terms of dealing with the homeless population of our community. And he said that the chief had said, well, we have all this video of these lower income, and I would say those that don't have political capital within our community, have all these videos of them breaking the law. And Tom told me that he asked the chief, well, do you have video of the higher income folks breaking the law or the higher income folks, you know, bending the rules? And again, I've talked about this in the past about how the bottom line for me when it comes to some of these issues is living up to the idea of equal justice under law, of Lady Justice being blind, that if you are somebody that is among the least wealthy of our community or the most wealthy of our community or our state or our country, you get treated the same way. And I can't think anybody could argue that there is true equal justice under law in either our community or in our country. That is the first step that we have to take, that everybody does get treated in the same way under the law. Because when the chief had said during the discussion of granting the new officers to focus on the homeless community, talking about basically, well, you know, if, and I wish I had the quote right in front of me, but basically that we would not ignore another group breaking the law, that if these folks are breaking the law, we have to take care of that, number one. The problem I have with that statement is, if that was absolutely true, where anybody that was breaking the law would be treated in the exact same way, I would say, bravo. Yep, absolutely, you have to do it. But unfortunately, I do not think that those with political power, with economic power, are treated in the same way that those without political power, without economic power, are treated. So that is, I think, the first step in order to solve a lot of the issues when it comes to either law enforcement or the criminal justice system. If we get to the point, and we're seeing an example every day where a guy named Trump can flaunt gag orders and not have anything happen, he's being treated differently than others would be treated. So if we can get to the point where those with the least amount of political power and the least amount of economic power are treated the same way that those with the greatest amount of economic power and the greatest amount of political power are treated, that would go a long way, I think, towards solving a lot of the problems that we see in this country. Again, that is just my opinion. That is not based on incredible knowledge in any way, just based on my experiences in my 50-plus years of living. The time is 9:18. We're going to come back and have a sports update coming up. Brewers snap a short losing streak last night. Will Giannis play tomorrow? We'll talk about that and more coming up. The time is almost 9:19. Sunny skies here in Wausau, 43 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio.
Hello, Wausau. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from the Wausau Business Show, which airs this Saturday again. They're letting us back on the air.
I can't believe it.
We'll see you Saturday morning, 8 to 9, on Bow Falls Radio, where we'll talk to the president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron, will join us. And Red Lobster news, Paul. What are we doing?
We're going to be taking a lobster bus to the nearest Red Lobster, 60 of us.
More information on wausaubusiness.com if you want to register for that bus tour, the lobster bus. Come join us. We're going to Red Lobster. Yeah!
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You're not supposed to play that right now. That's Britney's walk-up music.
I know. I'm sorry.
I tell you, you got to focus over there. You can't be playing that at 9:20. That's the 8:20 song. So.
I gotta stay to the scheduled music.
Yes, you do. The only schedule is the first segment, the second segment, and the last segment. Otherwise, you got some free reign based on the music that we have loaded into the system. But Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Again, 9:21 is the time. Sports-wise, yesterday there was an interesting vote at the WIAA meeting. The WIAA member schools had a vote on name, image, and likeness opportunities for students in Wisconsin. And we've seen a lot of this get into college athletics, where athletes at the college level are able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. And there was a constitutional amendment that would have allowed Wisconsin student athletes. And there are states around the country that have entered into name, image, and likeness legislation, passed it. But Wisconsin voted no. The membership voted 219 to 170 to said nope. So the constitutional amendment for NIL opportunities for those activities not associated with their school team, school, or conference, or the WIAA was not passed yesterday. Also yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers got back on the winning track. The Crew scored three runs in the third inning. That's all they could get, but in the end, that was all they would need. Brewers defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 3-2 last night. Pittsburgh had won the first two games of the series. William Contreras continues his terrific start. Contreras had three hits and an RBI for the Crew. Reese Hoskins and Blake Perkins had the other RBI for Milwaukee. Brian Hudson picked up the win in relief. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh finished up their series with an early game today. In fact, I think it's around 11:30 that the first pitch will be at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Bucks getting set for tomorrow night's game three of their NBA Eastern Conference first round series with the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks are hoping that Giannis Antetokounmpo will be back in the lineup for Milwaukee. And again, this calf injury and everything I've read concerning this kind of injury says that normally it would keep a player out 2 to 4 weeks. And this Tuesday was 2 weeks for Giannis in terms of when he suffered that injury late in the regular season. So it's the very early part of the window for him to return. According to The Athletic, Giannis is progressing in his recovery from the calf injury, doing some ball handling drills and stationary jump shooting. So, again, it's iffy for the Milwaukee Bucks MVP. Giannis missed the final three games of the regular season, has missed the first two games of the playoffs. He led the Bucks with 30.4 points and 11.5 rebounds per game. And, again, another outstanding season for Giannis. And the Bucks and the Pacers all even 1-1 going into a critical game number three tomorrow late afternoon. A rather interesting time frame, late afternoon for the Bucks and the Pacers in game number three. High school athletics, Wednesday always a quiet day with high school sports, but we will have high school softball tonight here on Bow Falls Radio. 5:50 airtime, 6 o'clock for the first pitch. Battle of Wausau, the Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. I'll be at Wausau East High School for all the exciting action. 5:50 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the first pitch right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also tonight, and I haven't really talked much about this because I thought Bob Look hit it kind of on the head yesterday. The Packers are going to draft who the Packers draft. And I do not click on the mock drafts. I do not read the articles on what could the Packers be doing. And yes, I understand the idea of wanting the information and reading about the Packers. But boy, the mock draft things are just so kind of ridiculous. The last time we will ever hear about the mock drafts for this year is about probably late this afternoon, and then people forget they ever did them. No matter how wrong they were, they'll forget they ever did them. But the Packers, part of the NFL draft tonight. Of course, next year the Packers will host the NFL draft, but the Packers have the 25th pick tonight. So you're gonna, if you watch the NFL draft and it's on a bunch of channels, if you watch the draft, you're gonna have to wait a while, unless they move up in the draft, and you never know. But the number 25 right now, the draft first round is tonight. It will continue then starting with the second round tomorrow, and then it will wrap up on Saturday as well. So Packer fans will get their dose of some Packer news and find out who the newest members of the Green Bay Packers will be coming up over the next few days. But again, it's going to be interesting next year. I have no plans and no real want to go to Green Bay to see the draft in person next year. Is that something you would be interested in seeing, Ian? Would you be, you know, hang out over near Lambeau Field for the NFL draft, big party atmosphere?
No, I mean, I would go there for a game, but probably not for the draft itself, because honestly, I have no idea how the draft Works. So if I don't understand it, there's probably no point in me going to it.
Well, if you can enjoy a good party.
I mean, I will watch it a little bit if it's on the TV, because I'm sure my dad will be watching it. But, I'm probably not going to go in person.
And you watch and see how they present Green Bay. And, it's going to be interesting to see how many folks do come into town. It's going to be a big moneymaker. That's a good thing. I mean, just like the Republican National Convention this summer, having the opportunity to bring in these big events brings in money to the economy. So that's a good thing. But in the end, I have no issue to try to battle the traffic and battle the people next April when the NFL draft comes to Titletown, comes to Green Bay. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we're going to have an information update. We will be talking about news, weather, and sports, get you up to speed on what's going on in all those areas, and then we'll come back with more again a little bit later on. Make sure you stick around, because we will have our daily history lesson and see if Ian can get back on the winning track. Mm-hmm. He's still 2-0-3 this week, so he's off to a good start. So that's still to come as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Plus the first baseball coaches poll of the year. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
At Wednesday's annual meeting, the member schools of the WIAA rejected a proposal that would have granted name, image, and likeness opportunities to student athletes. The vote was 219 to 170 against, as many administrators expressed concern over how NIL would be monitored, interpreted, and enforced. While this proposal may have been shot down, it is far from the end of the discussion, as more than 30 states now have NIL at the high school level, including most of the bordering states. The conversation will likely continue within the membership, and there is a chance that the state legislature and or the legal system could take up the topic as well. Two other constitutional amendments did pass overwhelmingly at Wednesday's meeting. The first allows high school coaches additional opportunities to work with players grade 8 and below during the school year, but outside the sports season, while the second gives an opportunity for schools to appeal player ejections and subsequent suspension via video replay if it is determined the wrong player was ejected. Head over to WisSports.net for a full recap of the meeting. On Monday, the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association released its first coaches poll of the year. Oak Creek leads in D1, and Pewaukee is on top of Division 2. Two-loss Aquinas is the top-ranked team in Division 3, with Johnson Creek atop the D4 poll. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, if you go to our website, bullfallsradio.com, there is a Civic Media Daily News podcast, and you can get up to speed on what we're covering with that podcast every day. So go to bullfallsradio.com, and Brittany Merlot and the rest of our news staff will be giving us state and local news, sports, entertainment, weather. The Civic Media Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know here in our community. So again, go to bullfallsradio.com, and then you'll be able to see the Civic Media Daily News podcast and take a listen. And so much on our website. If you have not checked it out recently, got information. It's also going to be updated really soon. And I'm very excited because once the new website is launched, and basically throughout the course of the state, they are going to be launching new websites for all the stations on Civic Media. As part of that, I'm going to be doing a daily blog. I'm looking forward to that. Because, doggone it, if Chris Conley can do it, I can do it too.
Exactly.
I wonder if he'll read my blogs, but like I read his blogs because I just shake my head and I like to point out when he's being an idiot. But no, that's a whole different conversation. But pretty soon I will be putting my thoughts out there and starting a blog when we get the updated website. So, but again, check out the Civic Media Daily News podcast by going to bullfallsradio.com. Coming up here in just a moment, I'm going to talk about a great opinion piece that I saw talking about, I'm going to say it's not about the Trump trial per se, but it is. But based on what I said earlier about equal justice under law, that we should all be treated the same when it comes to the law, and that I think a lot of the issues that we have to deal with when it comes to the criminal justice system would be lessened if we lived by what we're supposed to be living by, equal justice under law. But there are two stories I wanted to kind of touch on real quickly. One, I think, a very positive story. One of those titillating stories that I shouldn't mention at all, but there was a posting on X that made me chuckle a little bit. I want to share. But the first story is that Wausau, and we've talked about curling here on the program. We've had curlers on the program. But the 2024 USA Curling Arena National Championships will be held at the Wausau Curling Center. That was announced this week. It will be the first time some of the teams will play in a dedicated curling arena. And the tournament is for curling groups, not a part of the national USA curling circuit. But still, there'll be athletes and spectators coming from all across the country, and local businesses will be the beneficiaries of that. Peter Dodson, who is the vice president of the Wausau Curling Club, said that there are 24 teams of women who are going to compete and 24 teams of men, so just shy of 200 participants, and most of them have not been here before. They're going to go to our restaurants, stay in our hotels, get to understand all the attributes that the community has to offer. The event will take place October 23rd through the 27th, and as we get closer to that, I'm sure we'll have guests from the Wausau Curling Club to talk about this event coming to Wausau in October. Again, the 2024 Curling Arena National Championships. And also, a story that I'm sure many of you are, at least a few of you have seen, because I've seen it posted all over social media. The story is about a former school resource officer in the eastern part of the state, in Fond du Lac County. And I saw this story on Fox 11 News website, Fox 11 out of Green Bay. And it's about this former school resource officer charged with having an inappropriate relationship with a high school student, now facing bestiality charges for allegedly having what the story says is inappropriate sexual contact with a dog at his Fond du Lac County home. And I know this is it's not a chuckle story, but when I saw that first paragraph of the story, I did chuckle because the writer said that this man allegedly had inappropriate sexual contact with a dog at his Fond du Lac County home. And I said to a friend of mine, I said, is there any kind of appropriate sexual contact with a dog? Why would you have to say inappropriate sexual contact with a dog. This is the story. This is, I would ask the person who wrote this story, is there a circumstance where there is appropriate sexual contact with a dog? Again, I just thought the writing could have been a little bit better in this story. And then I saw, and that was the exact same kind of writing that they put on their X page for a length of this story. Inappropriate sexual contact with a dog. Shaking my head. Shaking my head if you see me on the video stream. So again, the writer needed to, I think the term inappropriate was sort of implied with what followed it. But that was, I just thought, interesting in a very, again, a very sad story, to say the least. Also, I would point you to a really good opinion piece at heartlandsignal.com. It's about the Trump election interference case in New York. And it talks about how, again, Donald Trump is getting away with things within this court case that others would not. And again, I want to go back to what I said earlier about, again, having equal justice under law, no matter who you are. Those of us with not a lot of political or economic power, or those who have lots of economic and political power. And this article, again, heartlandsignal.com by Jennifer Schulze, and said the first week of the Trump election interference case in New York revealed nothing new about the former president. He behaved in the same thuggish manner we've seen on display for over 9 years. Are any of us surprised that he's threatening jurors in and out of the courtroom, or sitting with eyes closed and slack-jawed at the defense table, or lying about what actually happened in the courtroom during his end-of-day ramblings? Of course not. That behavior is exactly on brand for the former president, who is now officially the first president of the United States to stand trial on criminal felony charges. Schulze went on to say, nor did the first week of the trial coverage reveal anything new about the media. The many struggles the media has covering Trump are well documented and evident yet again with this unprecedented trial. But goes on and talks about, you know, again, what we are seeing with the media. But another problem, she says, with the news coverage was the overzealous reporting about the jurors. Some reporters were live tweeting the very specific information about individual jurors until the judge eventually ordered the press to stop. Basically, what the members of the press were doing was carrying the water for Donald Trump. When Trump was, again, breaking the gag order, breaking the rules again, and instead of seeing Donald Trump hauled away to spend a little time behind bars to think about what he's doing, instead, nothing happens to him. And who's getting hurt in all this? The jurors. Because the media, in its Trump cycle, where they, and again, some of the coverage is just so over the top, with this constant banging, because it's ratings. It is. It's ratings. But again, let's do this the right way. Let's stop with this. Again, the excitement of the whole Donald Trump experience. And also, let's think about those who are serving the system as jurors. But again, I go back to the point, why is this guy allowed to do all this stuff that others would not be able to do so? Because is anybody involved in this case afraid that Donald Trump is going to continue to say that it's a witch hunt, that he's being treated unfairly? He's going to say that no matter what. It's the same way that he says that any election that he doesn't win, whether it's a primary or a general election, was rigged. You go back to the 2016 Iowa caucuses. He lost to Ted Cruz. The Iowa Republican caucuses were rigged. Donald Trump is going to say what Donald Trump does. But at a certain point, you have to treat him like any other person behind that defense table. If he's going to break the rules, he has to suffer consequences for the rules. And if he doesn't suffer consequences for the rules, how can anybody out there with a straight face say that justice is blind? We're going to keep saying that. Again, we need to fight to have a justice system in this country that is blind to who you are. It's about what you did, the defense that you put up. Again, fairness for all people. And as long as we don't have fairness in this country, it leads to a lot of the problems that we see. And the judge may think he's doing something that is keeping the lid on this case, not throwing fuel on the fire. But no, if you just let Donald Trump break the rules over and over and over again, you're not helping the system. You're hurting the system. And again, Trump seems to know that he can break the rules. And the thing is, until now, and one aspect of all this Donald Trump trial stuff, for lack of a better term, is he actually has one little leg to stand on, talking about why he's in court. Because he had been doing this stuff for his entire career. He had been doing this stuff that was, you know, skirting the law for his entire career, and now finally, after he became president of the United States, he's being charged for this. And again, that goes back to what the whole point of this discussion, equal justice under law. A man that had economic power and political power was able to get away with a lot of things over the past 50 years because of that. Because if he was somebody who did not have that economic power and that political power, he would not have been able to get away with it. So again, going back to the initial point I'm trying to make here, is if we take steps to make justice truly equal for all, this country will go into a much, much better place. The time is almost 9:49. We're going to be right back and have our daily history lesson straight ahead. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
Hello, Wausau. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from the Wausau Business Show, which airs this Saturday again. They're letting us back on the air.
I can't believe it.
We'll see you Saturday morning, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls Radio, where we'll talk to the president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron, will join us. And Red Lobster news, Paul. What are we doing?
We're going to be taking a lobster bus to the nearest Red Lobster, 60 of us.
More information on wausaubusiness.com if you want to register for that bus tour, the lobster bus. Come join us. We're going to Red Lobster.
Yeah!
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51. It is April the 25th of 2024. That means it's day number 116 of this year. And there are 250 days remaining in this year of 2024. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1901, New York became the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates. They were inscribed with the owner's initials. The fee was $1. On this date in 1928, the first guide dog was trained to help a blind owner. Buddy, a German shepherd, became the companion of Morris Frank. On this date in 1950, in the NBA draft, the Boston Celtics used their second-round pick to select Chuck Cooper. That fall, Cooper would become the first African-American to play in the NBA. In 1983, on April the 25th, American schoolgirl Samantha Smith was invited to visit the Soviet Union by its leader, Yuri Andropov, after he read her letter in which she expressed fears about nuclear war. On this date in 1988, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California. In 1994, he was elected to Congress, and he died in a skiing accident in 1997. On this date in 2013, all living former U.S. presidents, including George W. Bush and the current President Barack Obama, were present for the dedication of the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas, Texas. On this date in 2019, Microsoft became the third U.S. company to be listed with a market worth of $1 trillion after Apple and Amazon. And 1 year ago today, the great Harry Belafonte, the civil rights and entertainment giant who began as a groundbreaking actor and singer and became an activist, humanitarian, and conscience of the world, died. He was 96 years old. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Award-winning actor Al Pacino is 84. Talia Shire, who played Adrian in the Rocky movies, is 78. Hank Azaria, voice actor with The Simpsons, is 60. Actor Gina Torres of Firefly and 911 Lone Star is 55. Actor Renee Zellweger is 55 years old today. Actor Jason Lee is 54. Actor Daniel Sharman is 38. And Jonathan Bailey of Bridgerton is 36 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is 8 months until Christmas. It is DNA Day. It is Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Nice.
It is Crayola Day. It's Mana Petty Day. Manicure Pedicure Day. It is Plumber's Day. It is Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. It is Zucchini Bread Day. It is World Malaria Day. And it's World Penguin Day.
Penguins.
Every penguin except the evil penguin played by Burgess Meredith in the 1960s television series Batman. All right. It is Thursday. It is day number four of the week.
Yes.
Time for our number for the day. Our number for the day quiz. Ian Welsh is 2-1 so far this week, so already having a very good week. Mm-hmm. Saw his three-game winning streak snapped yesterday. Try to get back on the winning track here today. All right, our number for the day is the number of guns found at U.S. airport security checkpoints in 2023. Most of them were loaded, but the number of guns found at U.S. airport security checkpoints in 2023 is the correct answer 673, is the correct number 6,737. Is the correct number 67,370. So A, 673, B, 6,737, C, 67,370. Number of guns found at U.S. airport security checkpoints in 2023.
Well, let's think about all the... It's just for last year, but okay. I don't overthink this. Okay. I'm going to say B. I'm going to go over 6,000, the final answer.
All right. The number of guns found at U.S. airport security checkpoints in 2023, most of them are loaded, is 6,737.
Nice.
So you are now 3-1 this week, and you have a chance to have an all-time best week if you get it right tomorrow.
Yes.
Very good. So now you have
my A-game.
Now yes. You can have a great rest of your day.
Yes, I can.
Thanks to our guest today. We had Pat Kreitlow join us earlier. We had John Garcia and Jay Cricks from North Star Restoration for our North Star Knows earlier today as well. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk to Mike Clemens, our Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter at 8:34. And Paul Micklick will join us at 9:20 tomorrow. Also, we are scheduled now to be joined by the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny, coming up Monday morning at 9:06, just so you're aware of that. Our first conversation with the new mayor of Wausau will come up on Monday morning here on this program. Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Don't forget, tonight we have high school softball. The Wausau West Warriors and the Wausau East Lumberjacks will have coverage starting with the pregame show at 5:50 and the first pitch at 6 p.m. That's the Warriors and the Lumberjacks high school softball tonight, 5:50 airtime, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Stick around, an information update coming up, and then that'll be followed by Matt and Air on Air. Stick around for Gene, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.